We learned in the end of the Mishnah, Kuvdal now, the end of the Mishnah, we're learning Kuvdal and Beis now, we're starting on top of the Amid, Umber HaKar, Kuvdal and Beis on top, but we learned in the Mishnah, Kuvdal and Aleph, that Umber HaKar was Mutta on Yom to take out water from there. What's this Ber HaKar? My Ber HaKar, Omar Shmuel, Bar Shehikru Aleha Dvarim Vetirua. Right now, the Gemara thinks Lashon of HaKar means Lashon of Kriya, of talking, that there was a certain bar that was right outside Yerushalayim, that people used to drink from it. The Oil of Regalim, they were very tired after a long trip, and used to drink water from that, and we allowed them to do it, to drink water out of this thing, even with a pulley system, because it was a tzarech, because they needed it because of the Oil of Regalim. And it's called the Bar HaKar, because that was the bar that they talked about it. Lashon Kriya, they talked about it, and they were matered. Shehikru Aleho Devarim Vitru, and they were matered. Meisve, I'm going to ask you a kasha, that Bar HaKar does not dafka mean that specific bar that they were mat there. Because it says in the Brayis like this, Loi kol baris hakaros hetiru, not all bar hakaros they were mat there, elo zu bevah, only this one. So v'yam shikru dvarim aleha, if the reason it's called Bar HaKar is because they were mat there with dibur, mai zu bevad. What's the other Bar HaKaros? Did they mat there? What's Loshon HaKaros then? You see, Bar HaKar is a name of a certain type of bar. Elo Rav Nachman, you're right. Elo Rav Nachman, be'er mayim chayim. Bar HaKar is a way of saying a natural spring. Where do we find the word Hakir mean natural spring? Shneim, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is talking about the Klala of Yerushalayim. It's Pasuk of Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk says, Kehakir Bayir Meimeha. Just like a bar sprouts out its water, Kein Hakri Ra'asa Chomas V'shod Yishama Ba on Yerushalayim. Same way, Yerushalayim will have a lot of tzaras, Chas V'shalom. So you see that anything that's a spring is called a heker, because Lashon of coming out water. So Akapadim, that's what's Bar HaKaros. And it says in the Braisa, the only one Bar HaKaros, one spring was mut to take out with a galgal. That was this one that was right outside his line. We want to explain Pshat. Gufa. Loi kol ha-baris ha-karos ha-tiri el-zubavad. Uksha'ol b'nei ha-goyla. When the b'nei ha-goyla came up for the second place of Mikdash, chonu aleha, they stopped there. V'nevi'im shebeneim hetiru lehem. And the Nevi'im Shevaneim were matter. Aloy Nevi'im Shevaneim, al minig avoyis v'yodim. The minig avoyis v'yodim was, they had a minig, that they knew that this bar near Yerushalayim was mutter, because this was a big tzairich, and therefore they were matter to take it out of the galgal. The word didn't make the gzeira there of Leginasa l'chavasa. And that was the only bar that's mutter. But upon them were coming out that that's the special reason why it's mutter, and Bar HaKar is a name of a spring, is called Bar HaKar. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, the last Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, and Mesechtas Erev. Zok the Mishnah. Sheretz Shenimsa v'Mikdash. If someone finds a Sheretz in the Mikdash, and we'll see in the Gemara discussion, but the halacha is, Tumah is not being the Beis Mikdash. You got to get the Tumah out of the Beis Mikdash. Now you have a Sheretz in the Beis Mikdash, you got to get it out as soon as possible. And Rashi is talking about Shabbos. Even though this Mechleikas, the Marsha speaks out, is possible to have even Bechoil, but on Shabbos we're saying, even though it's Muksa, you still got to take it out. So Sheretz Shenimsa v'Mikdash. What do you do? He says that you're allowed to take it out even with your beged, even though your beged doesn't become tame, but it's better to get it out quickly than to go look for a toothpick which is not mekabel tumah. That's a pshuta clear, it's not mekabel tumah. So if you want, you go run, find the toothpick and get it out. But that will leave the sheretz in the mitzvah a little longer. And you don't want to do that. So what you do is, you take your gartel and you wrap the gartel around it and you take it out. So why do you do your gartel? So Rashi explains, because you can't touch it with your hand, because then you're going to become tummy. And you're not allowed to become tummy in the base of Mikdash. Elamai, you're carrying the sheretz, it's Thomas Masa. There's no Thomas Masa by a sheretz. You can tell me you become tummy from touching your beggar. That's not true either, because a beggar becomes a rishon, and a rishon is not metama odom and kalim. And therefore you do not become tummy from it. So the eitzah is, you take in your beggar, why don't you wait for something that's not mekabel tumah? You don't wait so long. He always know. It's better to wait and not make your clothing tummy. But seves shall eat shall ravis tumah. Use a toothpick of wood, so you shouldn't be marba tumah on your clothing. Now, since it's Shabbos, how far do you allow to take it out? You can't take it out if you want. You have to take it out to where it's necessary to. So it's machlokes. So the first Tana says, hechel, take it out of the hechel, umina ulam, and out of the ulam. Ulam is the hallway in front of the Hechel, and between the Ulam and Mizbech, that's all very Kaddish, take it out from there. But from the Mizbech and on, in the Azara, you just put it down right there, and you cover it. The very similar analysis. Any place where there's a Chiv for a Tomei who goes in, he's Chayiv Misa, then you take it out of that spot. And since we know the Hazara, you're not going to any part of Hazara while you're Tameh. Therefore, you have to take it out from there. Misham Metzinoi, so you take it out from there. Anywhere else, let's say there's Noshim or anywhere else, you just cover it over with something. Now the last line of Mishnah has nothing to do with Shavuos of Mikdash or anything we learned until now. This last line of Mishnah goes back on the whole Masechta, and we'll see in the Gemara what it means exactly when you finish the Masechta and that's Shem. The place they will matter you is from yours. And this is Mamish cryptic words, Metz Hashem. Give you something to look forward to on Daf Kuf Hey. Had to explain the last line of Mishnah. Back upon him, we are first going to talk about the first two discussions on Mishnah. So first, the first discussion of Mishnah was: is it better to be wait longer and not make your clothing tamei, or it's better to not make clothing tamei and wait a little bit? And the second machlokes was: how far do you take it out? Zok the Gemara: Omer Rav Tavi bar Kista Amar Shmuel Hamachnis tamei sheretz lemikdash chay. If someone takes a piece of clothing that became Tomei Sheretz out of the Beis HaMikdash, became Tomei Sheretz, and he brings it into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayev Karos, because he's Mikdash Shem Timen. But the Chiddush, Rav Tavi says, Sheretz Asma, if you bring a Sheretz itself into the Beis HaMikdash, you're Potter. Now, why would you be Potter? Mind if the clothing that became Tomei Sheretz is Chayev, the Sheretz Potter? So what it says, Xeris Akasa, my timer. Omar Kral, the Apostle says, in all the comments of Beis HaMikdash, it says like this. Mizochar ad nakeva tishalechu al mechutz la machna tishalchum. Leitamu es machneim asher nisheichem mishaychem. So make a drasha. It has to be similar to Zochar and Akeva. Just like a Zochar and Akeva have tahara b'mikvah, mishas of tahara b'mikvah. Yot ha-sheresh ain't like tahara b'mikvah. A sheresh has no tahara b'mikvah, therefore, there's no chiv if you bring a sheresh into Beis HaMikdash. So to Gemara, leim v'siyele. May Allah bring a raya to this Rav Tavi. It says in the Braisa, Mizochar and Akeva tishalechu, Prat l'klicheres. A klicheres, that's Tomei, you're allowed to bring it to Beis HaMikdash. There's no chiyah. And I'm feeling louder, but there's no chiyah if you bring it to Beis HaMikdash. Because it's not similar to Zochar Nekeva. My time, a lav mishum, the less a tire of a mikvah. It doesn't have a tire of a mikvah, so it's the exact same drasha like the case of Sheretz. Zochar Nekeva, no, really, it does not have that tire of a mikvah. Maybe Sheretz is chayiv. I, why is klicheres potter? A different reason. Misha nasa avatoma, yotza. Misha avatoma. Yotza klicheres ain't nasa avatoma. Only a keli or a person that can come out of a tumah is chayiv, but not a kli cheres that can come out of a tumah. And we'll explain. A zav and a keli can come out of a tumah. How? If he is a zav or a zava, or if he touches a mace, that's he could be out of a tumah. Kelim also, they can come out of a tumah. Either they are medris if a zav sits on it, or if the keli touches a mace, also comes out of a tumah. What's the raya? Because if someone touches a keli, it becomes tumah. It can't be a rishon. A rishon wouldn't tama adam. So obviously it becomes the avatoma. A klicheres can't be either. It can't be a medris, and it can't be a tomei mace. Why not? It can't be a medris, because if you sit in it, it'll crack. And the law is, if you can't sit in it, it's not an avatoma. It can't become a merkiv or a moishav. And it can't be avatoma as a mace either, because the pasuk says, akash yigaboy atomei, in that pasuk it says, v'chitta oy v'yay mashlishi. Only something that shayich b'tahara has a din of avatoma of mace. Yotza klicheres do not have the din of avatoma of mace. So therefore, maybe that's the reason why klicheres is excluded from the chiyuv in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not shayach there av hatoma. Upon him, what we're coming out is that there's a what we're coming out here is that there's a shayla machlekes really a shayla if sheretz itself is chayiv. Do you say it's potter because not daimed zochan akeva that has tahara b'mikvah? Or do you say that no, that only klicheres, which can become avatoma, but sheres maybe would be chayiv, and that's the machlekes. Afterwards, we'll try to say maybe the machlekes in our Mishnah is telling that. And that's the next year, on the Shiran Kofei, we will start from Lema Kitanoi.